Desktop Movie.
Hello, my name is Nikki, and my pronouns are she, they, with no preference.
And hi, my name is Brandon Hamrick, and my pronouns are he, him.
And we happen to be best friends.
It's just a happenstance. I walked into
the... Like, what are the odds? What are the odds?
I walked into this room, and this microphone was recording, and I looked at the screen, and I was like, is that Nikki?
Same thing. I walked into this room, and I was like, my best friend, Brandon?
Well, then we clearly... If this happenstance just happens to stance here, then... I mean, we might as well do a podcast, right?
I was going to say, it feels like it was meant 2D.
Oh, man. I can't even follow that up. I don't even have anything good. Nikki, what are we doing here?
Well, Brandon, we are introducing our new podcast that we have so aptly titled 2D or Not 2D.
I feel as though... It should be noted, it was you. You were the one so aptly titled, and I said, yes, that is correct. That is the best name for it.
Well, thank you. Yes, I came up with this fun little pun, and you liked it. So that is the title of our podcast. But I do want to say that the idea for the podcast was yours. So I think you should kind of tell us what we're doing here.
Certainly. So both of us, you know what? I will speak for you in this moment. A little bit, we're big fans of movies in general, but over the years, we've both been a huge fan of animated films of all different kinds.
Yes.
And a while back, I don't even remember what the movie was that I watched, but it was animated. And anytime I watch an animated movie that I think it just excels in... telling a really good story, and I don't know, I think a lot about like what I watched as a kid. Not that I watched bad animated movies growing up, but I think we're all aware when animation can fall short of what it's capable of, you know, because I don't think it always gets the stage it deserves to teach things to people and tell really special stories. And well, that just made me want to do a podcast about it.
And, you know, you approached me with this idea because I think, you know, we're best friends. You know me.
Yeah.
Because I very much love animated films and shows and what have you. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, about my experience with animated films, because it feels... Like from what you just described, it is a little bit different, because I grew up, like, appreciating anime. Not that you don't appreciate them.
No, I was like, these all stink. No, I don't think I had the same appreciation as you did.
Yeah, I very much was, like, the kind of person that I feel like is opposite of most people nowadays who are like, oh, I don't really watch animated films. I only watch live action or whatever, or they get kind of upset, like, when... one character CGI or whatever, like some people are kind of against like this animated notion, where I was very much the opposite for a very long time. I was like, I don't want live action. Like, why would I watch live action when I could see a magical creature or a mermaid or, you know, a talking bunny? Like, why would I want to watch people talk in front of a camera? Like, that's just silly.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's another great thing. I mean, that I've always enjoyed about animation too, is just it's how limitless it can be. It has its limitations to an extent, mm-hmm. but I mean, yeah, they really are just world's your oyster, as they say.
Right. And I do think they get a bad rap of being for children or geared towards children. But, you know, as someone who has watched animated things since I was very young to now, I'm now... older than I'd like to say, I can definitely say that's not true, that there is animation for all ages and different points of life, and I'm excited to explore that with you.
Yeah, and to bounce off that a little bit, I think not only do they sometimes get that pigeonholed for being just specifically for children, but I do know that a lot of animators really don't get the kind of level of respect that they deserve in a lot of ways.
Right.
And so I think it would be really cool to, I mean, I think that that's one thing that should be stated going into this. Neither you or I are involved in any kind of industry towards animation. We're just fans of it.
Yes.
But I'd be really nice to kind of do some deeper dives on ones that maybe don't get the same recognition. Just because, you spoke of CGI, a lot of special effects and computer generated things. There's the movie, do you ever see The Life of Pi?
No.
I didn't either, so that's okay. But
I saw the trailer and I felt like I saw the movie.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That could be.
Yeah.
That could be very much.
Like, oh, there's a tiger in a boat.
But it won the Oscar for best special effects the year it came out. And
right.
Then during the acceptance speech, the I should know his name before I just brought this up. Like, they deserve respect. I don't remember his name. But they started talking about how their business was going bankrupt because it's not profitable in that way. And then the Academy cut the mic as he started talking about that. So
yes. And I was just going to add on to that, that while trying to think of a clever podcast name, even though all the ones that were clever, we ended up not using, we just, my initial gut, like, ha, that would be a funny name is what we chose. I learned a lot about animation, that I didn't really know. I kind of had an idea of, but there's no special awards for animated films. There's just, there's an Oscar for, it's just a category, and I don't feel like that's fair. They're kind of their own art form, and I think they deserve to have their own award show, and then they can do comedic animation and dramatic animation and what have you, very similar to the Oscars but with just animated categories. So yeah, I'm also with you of giving some well-deserved recognition to these works of art that kind of stand on their own. They stand alone.
Right.
In a way.
Well, and I know that they have the Annie Awards are a big thing for animation, but it's not something that is, it's not publicly available in the way that the Oscars are. It's not, it's not in, if you're not looking for those awards, you're not going to find who the nominees or winners are.
Right. And you saying that, that's news to me. I read the entire Wikipedia page on animation, and it had a section for award shows that include animation, and that was not on there.
Yeah.
It was just the Oscars and one other thing that I don't think was Americans. I didn't know what it was.
Right. Well, and that's why I like the idea of you and I doing this podcast, is because neither of us have a huge lexicon or base knowledge of animation. I mean, we have a base knowledge. I'm not saying that we don't, but I'm excited to dive into these movies and learn about them and learn ourselves. I there's so much that I'd like to know more and speak. So let this be a tombstone to the death of our ignorance of animation, this episode. So if you listen to this and you go, wow, these two don't know anything about animation.
Wow, these two are idiots.
Look at these two dum-dums. You're right. So no
we'll
worries there.
It.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to talk a little bit about what, the scheduling and structure for this podcast?
Yes, absolutely. So if you haven't gathered, this is a learning experience for everyone. So it's really like a book club. Every month we are going to pick a movie and watch it together, separately, whatever, and discuss it. And we invite you all to watch and discuss with us and learn and enjoy, honestly.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's no... This kind of style, I think, is great because maybe you don't want to check out the movie, but you want to hear about it. Absolutely. You can just check out the episode and see what we we have to say about it. Or if you want to watch it in advance and then be right there with the conversation, you definitely can.
Absolutely. And I mean, I feel like it should be obvious, but there will be spoilers. So definitely, yeah. If you do want to watch these movies without spoilers, watch beforehand. If you kind of want to use our podcast as a way to judge if you want to watch it, or if you, you know, want to expose anyone else to it, you can do that too.
Yeah. And I think too, we're going to be kind of sticking, we're not going to count off any kind of animated films, but
nothing's off the table.
We'll probably be, especially off the bat, sticking to maybe some lesser known ones, not things that are relatively in the social zeitgeist, as it were, you know. So
yes, that is also part of it, is that a lot of animated films, popular animated films, we all know who they're made by. They're made by Disney, they're made by Pixar, to some extent DreamWorks, they've got some pretty big ones, but there's so many other companies out there, so many other directors and artists. And there's some, like, real gems, especially from, like, my childhood, that I'm excited to revisit because they were beautiful and wonderful, and I love them as a child. But I also, like, couldn't tell you the plot of them because I think it was a little too complex, and I'm excited to revisit them as an adult. I definitely, like, think a lot of animation has things for both children and adults. And so I'm excited to see those from a different perspective now.
I thought you were going to say you don't remember the plots of them just because it's been a while since you've seen them, because that's largely been my case with those that I've circled back to. I'm like, I don't remember any of this. Like, I have just a faint glimmer of a ghost as to what this is like.
Yes, there's a lot that I'm like, I remember this character vividly, but I don't remember what they're doing. Or I maybe only remember one, like, scene of, like, it has something to do with this character and this other character, but I don't know what the plot is.
That's been anybody that I've talked to about any of these animated movies, that's been a lot of it, is that trying to dredge up those memories from it. Right now we're shooting for the 25th of each month for these episodes to come out. And we will be publishing these through Anchor. And so another cool thing is, if you do go to anchor.fm and find us on there, 2D or not 2D, once we get the first episode out, we'll have a lot more handles and things to tell you about there. But if you do want to talk to us, you can leave us voicemails there. If you watch the movie and you want to throw in your two cents, or if you have a question you want us to kind of to chew on or talk over, please definitely reach out to us. We'll have an email set up to after the first episode. This first one's just kind of getting our feet off the ground. And so,
yes,
it'll be out on the 25th. And, what are we watching, Nikki?
We are watching A Cat in Paris
from France, Belgium, and the United States. I can point to two of those countries on a map.
I can point to one of them. Geography is not my strong suit.
No, but you have to know. No, you don't. Came out in 2010. It is available on YouTube and some other places. So if you want to join in the conversation there, for the month of October, we are going to be watching 1981's Swan Lake.
Yes, I'm very excited about this one.
It is on YouTube. Not sure where else it is available, but there's a handful of places to rent and buy that one as well. And then in November, we are going to be watching a little film called, here on this list is its full name, A Town Called Panic. That's one I've wanted.
At the Disco?
Yes, A Town Called Panic at the Disco. The punctuation in that title is awful.
Oh, no.
not for the band, but just...
Right, no, yes.
Um, that's one I've wanted to watch for a while, and I'm excited to look at that one. And then in December, we're going to watch Scamper the Penguin.
I'm so excited. It sounds so cute.
It looks very cute. I think it's going to be kind of a nice companion piece to Swan Lake. I think it's got a lot in common animation-wise. And then before we put out that December episode, we'll have our 2022 list.
Yes, we'll have the full year laid out of what movies we'll be visiting and discussing.
If you want to keep up at the start of this year, please do, and we'll be able to kind of walk through that and get these taken care of. But into the next year, you'll have plenty of time to track these movies down and join in and watch with us.
Absolutely, and I hope that you all do.
Anything else? Is there anything else?
I think that's the bulk of it.
But we'll be back on the 25th.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really think of a sign off.
We'll get there.
We'll get there.
Hey, just put pen to pad, and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
I have.
See you next time. Yeah,
see you next time.
Wait. Oh, there's something there with like. Tune in next time. Come on.
Yeah. We'll work on it. We'll
work on it.
Pin there. Tune in next time.
Next time.
Can we do it like that, though? If we did tune in next, can we go
tune in next? So you know it's two O's and not a U.
I love it.